The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
There's a lot of people running around that don't stay the night, never come through town. And some other people running about that don't take the time to suss you out.
We're joined here in the, what does this be, the wardrobe studio here of the set of Sherwood Forest, right outside of Oklahoma City. Mr. Gray Fredrickson is our guest here on The Crude Life. How are you doing today, sir?
Doing great. Thanks for coming here and seeing us.
Well, I appreciate it. Now, what is your official title in this movie?
I'm the producer.
Producer. Okay, no executive producer, no senior producer.
Just the producer. Mark Stansberry is the executive producer.
Okay.
Mark found the project and brought it to me. This incredible story that in 1941, during World War II, England was running out of oil. And the U-boats were circling and sinking all the tankers that we were trying to send into England, and they were in serious trouble. So they sent a contingency to the U.S. to beg Americans to come over and drill oil for them in the effort to provide them enough fuel to fuel their war efforts. And they didn't get much reaction. But there was one person that one of the guys from England recognized as maybe he could talk you into it. So he hitchhiked a ride from New York down to Ardmore, Oklahoma, and talked to a guy named Lloyd Noble, who had a drilling company, an oil company. And he talked him into taking 45 good old boy cowboys, roughnecks, and about five oil rigs to England to drill wells. And they had to send them in separate ships because they were sinking everything that was going across the Atlantic. And they set them up in Nottingham, the province or county or whatever it is of Nottingham, and they put them in a monastery. So it was fish out of water. There were these good old Oklahoma, Texas boy cowboys, roughnecks, living with amongst monks in a monastery in Nottingham, and they couldn't even understand each other. They're two different English spoken, you know, between Oklahoma and they would work 7 days on, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they were drilling the wells right nearby in Sherwood Forest. And they drilled 100 wells in 1 year, and they produced enough oil from those wells to power the fuel, the invasion of D-Day. D-Day would have never happened had it not been for these oil patch warriors from Oklahoma that went over and drilled these wells. And about 20 years ago, they erected a statue in Sherwood Forest of the oil patch warrior. And then they batched that statue on the main street of Ardmore, Oklahoma. So they have the oil patch warrior of Sherwood Forest in Ardmore and also in Sherwood Forest. And it's an incredible story that nobody knows. And we've been trying to get it made as a feature movie. And we went to the Noble Foundation and they said, we can't afford $30 or $40 million for a feature, but we can give you money to make a documentary. So that's what we're all doing here right now, is to do this documentary. And it's being made for the Oklahoma History Center. And it's funded by the Lloyd Noble Foundation and the Oklahoma Energy Resources Board, OERB, and then a few private foundations in Oklahoma. And I think that it will be good enough to entice some interest to put up the big money to make a feature film. So that's what's going on.
And the documentary, I see we have some actors here, and so there's different levels of documentaries.
This is a documentary narrated by Barry Corbin, and Barry Corbin, the
okay.
actor.
Yeah, yeah.
And the actors are all reenactors. They're all reenacting the various real people that did this. And at the end of the documentary, you'll see photos of all, unfortunately, they're all gone,
mm-hmm.
but you'll see photos of all the real people that these actors that you see around here
yeah.
are recreating for.
Now, I wrote down a few things, and I'd like to get to your background in cinema and in Hollywood in just a moment here, but also I wrote down in my notes, you know, national defense, patriotic theme, energy supply chain. These are some amazing little subplots that are going to be happening throughout this documentary.
I guess I never thought about that.
Yeah, I was thinking about
the movie guy. I'm not at all.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of that whole national defense. You know, you mentioned the D-Day, and you mentioned yeah. The patriotic theme, and then I just kept thinking about the supply chain, about how there's the whole community building part that comes with oil and gas, but now we're talking about ships and doing it overseas and doing all kinds of different things.
It was an amazing undertaking because it was. Can you imagine these young kids living in Oklahoma, away from the war? We don't. I grew up here in Oklahoma. We didn't know anything about the war. We heard there was a war going on, but it didn't affect us. And all of a sudden, they're taking jobs into war zones. Man, some brave kids that did
You bet. That. Now, Sherwood Forest, is this the Sherwood Forest of Robin Hood fame?
Hood, Sherwood Forest.
That's what yeah. I thought. So, okay. That's kind of a neat part to get a piggyback on the old Robin Hood deal there. What's your background? And you mentioned you're a film guy. So
I'm a movie producer, yeah.
Care to mention any past films?
I've done close to 50 movies.
Oh, okay.
So, some of you would have heard of the Godfather trilogy.
I've heard of the Godfather trilogy, yes.
Apocalypse Now.
Oh, no kidding.
Did a picture, two pictures here in Oklahoma. One was called The Outsiders, and the other one was called UHF with Weird Al Yankovic.
One of my favorite movies.
It did a great
movie. Oh, it's so
a
good.
Fun movie.
It is so good. By the way, was that at all a sort of a spoof on Ted Turner's life with the cable empire?
I never thought of it that way, but
I don't mean to be blowing your mind this early, but
I don't think that was really conscious of that.
Okay, no, I didn't mean it in a negative way, but
it's kind of a, yeah. I don't think Ted Turner started out like that, though, did he?
Well, he inherited a cable station, and then
oh, really?
At that time is when cable started slowly coming, and I believe it was MGM that had a fire sale on movies, and he bought the rights.
He bought the library,
yep,
yeah.
He bought the library, and of course, Turner Classic Movies took off, Atlanta Braves, the whole deal, but he was a good example of timing and just knowing opportunity when to seize. Did I read my notes that you had involved with Turner and Aubrey McLennan and T. Boone Pickens?
I did a documentary called The Grand Energy Transition about the natural gas industry and how it could change everything if they would just let it go, because it's clean, it's safe, it's efficient, it doesn't pockmark the earth. Like coal, or even now for the batteries and the electric, they're tearing up the earth for that stuff. Natural gas is the obvious thing. And the documentary was funded by Boone Pickens, who's an oil guy out of Fort Worth, out of Dallas. Aubrey McLennan, who's an oil guy here in Oklahoma. Ted Turner, who has some oil interests also. Who else was involved in that?
That's quite a trio right there, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like right, left, and center. And I think T. Boone Pickens would be the one in the center.
He's kind of in the center, I guess.
Of those three.
His latest thing he did before he died, his biggest push was water.
It was water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He thinks that was where we're, what we're going to need one of these days.
And the title Sherwood Forest is the movie that we're talking about here as we're on set. When is the release date?
We'll get by February.
Oh, already?
We'll turn it over to the History Center, and then it's their project. They can put it on PBS. They can put it on Netflix.
Well, I appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you. And that's a wrap.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com. Have a question? Know an expert? Or just want your voice heard? Email studio at thecrudelife.com.
Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life, and you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now for only $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep. A good sleep for only $19.98 regularly. $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code Otis. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in western North Dakota, home of the Bakken.
The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here with The Crude Life. We're doing an impromptu press conference after the Secretary of State of Oklahoma just spoke. Who do we got here, by the way, at the press conference?
Jerry Bonin, OK Energy today.
Jason Spies with The Crude Life.
Brian Bingham, Secretary of State.
All included here at the OK Expo, but great message. Just kind of the elevator pitch of your message that you just addressed here to the crowd at the Oklahoma Oil and Gas Expo.
Oklahomans have always been innovators when it comes to oil and gas industry. Out here today, you see evidence of that, of all the new technology in these exhibits, and it's just a credit to, again, we've always been an energy state, top 10 state in oil and gas production, and it's a pleasure for me to be out here today to welcome everybody to the Oil and Gas Expo, which this is the 24th year, and it's as good now as it's ever been.
I'm curious, you mentioned the president and the hurdles that we have to face. How damaging is his administration to Oklahoma's economy?
Well, I think there's going to be some long-term effects from what the Biden administration's doing. On the short term, we're seeing a spike in the oil and gas prices, which is good for the industry. But again, we want to make sure that we can sustain everything that we're doing. There's still probably hesitation in the oil and gas industry about spending new dollars on exploration production when you don't know what's going to come down. There's no certainty in the business. So the Biden administration, I guess, sum it up, is creating so much uncertainty in the industry. That's probably why you see a lot of the spikes in the prices. You're seeing shortages on, you know, transportation issues, you know, trying to get truck drivers. And so it's creating a lot of uncertainty because people, you know, don't want to commit on the dollars when you don't know what's, you know, headed down the road coming.
With those high prices that we're seeing in the oil today, I see the White House came out today and the president is asking energy companies to actually lower their prices. Should they?
Well, we believe in a free market, and we love the competition. You know, I think it's important, again, that as a country, with all the volatility and worldwide countries, what's going on, that it's so important now that we become maintain our production and our sustain our energy independence. When we become dependent on foreign countries, then that puts us susceptible to, you know, certain things that out of our control. So again, we believe in the certainty, and that's a big issue.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Bingman.
I heard the word Joe Biden. I also heard the word uncertainty. So I'm from North Dakota. We've got the Bakken crude oil, which comes down to Cushing, Oklahoma here. So I'm not too familiar with your familiarity with the logistics behind that. But, of course, we've got some pipeline concerns. And when it comes to those types of things, you mentioned, obviously, Joe Biden and uncertainty. And I know this isn't your forte, I guess. I get you're not a public service commission by any means, but you do talk to people and you do have opinions on things. So how is the uncertainty when it comes to pipelines and just those regulatory things?
Well, I think pipelines are one of the safest measures that we have to transport oil and natural gas. And when you shut off those pipelines, that oil still has to be transported. So you're going to either do it by rail or you're going to do it by trucking. Again, that's expensive. It's increases the cost to the consumer. So I think the industry had a very, with pipeline usage, it keeps prices competitive, and it overall for the consumer, any cost increases that the Biden administration, all of that's going to be passed on to the consumer. Look at the price of our gasoline today at the pump at, $3 here in Oklahoma, which means other states, it's going to be $3.50, $4. So there's consequences for the the actions of the Biden administration. I don't think they're well thought out, and they just kind of throw these out at the industry and don't have a set of rules which to abide by. So, again, that uncertainty creeps back in.
One more question about some certainty things. A lot of small businesses I don't know if it's called the small business squeeze or whatever it's been the last couple of years. A lot of them didn't do very well the last few years. And so when I think of Secretary of State, I think of business registrations and that type of thing. Is there any sort of a trend that you're seeing either with new businesses or businesses re-registering there, that type of thing? I'm not sure if you have that information yet or not, but just since COVID hit, it's almost like there's been a big giant reset button on a lot of businesses.
Great question. Secretary of State's office is very busy. Again, I think the mindset of Oklahomans, they are very innovative, and we have had actually a record number of new businesses filing in Oklahoma, a lot of LLCs. So I don't think, people may be discouraged for a little while, but they're, again, with that pioneering spirit, they're moving forward, and we figure out ways to get beyond these hurdles that the government throws at us.
Well, we're not a political the Crude Life is non-political. So when it comes to the $7 to $10 trillion we just printed, we just tell people go get it. It's out there. So go start a small business and go get it, because whether you like it or lump it, it's printed. It's out in the marketplace. Go get it.
Yeah, that's true. There's so much money out there right now, but unfortunately, I'm going to say my grandkids. I used to say my children, but now my grandkids—they're the ones going to be paying that price someday. I think it's very irresponsible that you see so much money flowing out there the way it is from the feds.
And that's a really good point too, is that people do forget about that this is going to cost us over the next 30 to 40 years, and this is going to be a hard cost for a lot of people. So let's end on some positive, if you wouldn't mind, because really the oil and gas industry is going through a little bit of a transition. And at the end of the day, we are not, in my lifetime, I'm 46 years old, in my lifetime, if we go from 96% dependency on fossil fuels down to an 80%, that'll be remarkable. So I know that the oil and gas industry is going to be around in my lifetime, but it is going through a little bit of a transition. So we're seeing some reinvention happening through innovation, through pipelines, through different things. What do you see for the future of oil and gas? Because I see a brighter future. It's going to look different, but it'll still be there.
You're right. It will be a little different, but oil and gas is our mainstay and will continue to be. Again, the innovation is going to create alternatives, alternative energy. You're hearing a lot about hydrogen, a lot of research and development going on there, but that involves natural gas. A lot of the carbon dioxide in the air, being put back in the ground, projects for that. So, again, we're very conscientious in Oklahoma about the environment, but so we're looking at, you know, alternative energy, but it's always going to affect oil and natural gas.
Any final thoughts, any words?
Just for everyone, you know, it's very encouraging to see so many people out here at the Oil and Gas Expo and the new products and technology here that I'm excited to go around. Maybe I'll learn something today.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
Thank you very much.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life, and you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now for only $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep. A good sleep for only $19.98. Regularly $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code Otis. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
The Crude Life with Jason Spies.
You remind me that I'm not in control. I'm out of control, man. You know I think that I'm better alone. But you're keeping me open. And what I see, and even something they don't, you already know that.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Permian Basin International Oil Show spectacular podcast party brought to you by the Wireline Group. And we're going to play a little bit of Oil Field Edition Family Fracas right here. And we've got Team Fossil Fuel Fridays.
That's right, right here. Fossil Fuel Fridays.
And then we've got
we got it. Come on, come on. Right here by me.
Resources.
Right here. Don't be shy.
Continue on here. And Ken, go ahead and introduce yourself and what company you're with.
All right, guys. This is Ken Lavin, Fossil Fuel Fridays and Mertz Manufacturing out of Palm Springs.
Jesse.
All right, Jesse.
Jesse, who are you with?
Jesse Dominguez. I'm with Titan Liner in Odessa, Texas.
One more. Pass the mic. Keep passing the mic. Name and company.
Dusty Moore with Geodynamics.
And we got one more still. We got one more. Christine.
Shoot. Okay. Hi, I'm Christine with Nitro. Oh.
You're good?
Okay. I'm Christine with Nitro Straight Line Services.
And now we'll meet the Kennedy Shell Energy Resources team. Jeff Kennedy, go ahead and introduce yourself, company.
Jeff Kennedy, Shell Energy Resources.
Frankie Osborne, Delta Energy Distribution.
Miranda Kennedy, Shell Energy Resources.
Tiffany Wilson, Long Industries.
All righty. Thank you, folks, for playing here. You guys ready? Hands on the buzzer?
We're ready.
100 people serving right here at the Permian Basin International Oil Show. Top six answers on the board. What will you find in an oil field worker's truck? Ken, Fossil Fuel Fridays.
Hard hat.
Hard hat, number one, number one. Do you wish to play or pass?
Oh,
are you going to play?
You guys,
you guys get ready to steal in case they can't come up with the remaining five answers. Dusty, what do you got?
Steel toes.
Steel toe boots. Steel toe boots are not on it, are not on there. I apologize. No, you would have thought it would be.
Wait, what?
But they must be on. They're not on there. Strike one. Strike one.
Man. Ice chest.
Ice chest? You know what? We're going to give you a tobacco and whiskey out of that deal because we know what's in the ice chest. All right. Number four on the board is tobacco and whiskey. We just included that in all of it. Okay. Christine, name something every oil worker has in their truck.
H2S monitor.
That is not correct. And sounds like we got to shape up, guys, if we don't have those in there. All right. Back to Ken. Ken, we got hard hat and whiskey and tobacco off the board. Four answers remain.
I'm going to say, FR Clothing.
FR Clothing, number three. All right. Shale Energy, get ready to steal if they can't come up with these. Dusty, a couple answers. Three answers remain. What do you got?
Cell phone.
Cell phone charger, we'll give it to you. Cell phone charger, we'll give you. Close enough. Okay. Number six, cell phone charger. Number one, hard hat. Number three, FR. Number four, tobacco, whiskey. Two answers remain.
Food.
Sorry?
Food.
Food, that would be what's in your ice chest, buddy. And you said ice chest.
Okay.
You can't keep giving the same answer. I know you're hungry, Jesse, but come on. I'll give you another. Oh, that's a strike. No, we'll give you one more. Give me one more guess. I think Richard Dawson would do that.
Come on.
All right, pass it on to Christina. We're in strike two. Is that right? Strike two. So we got one more to go, Christine. Top six answers, four off the board, two remaining. Name something every oil field worker finds in their truck.
Tickets.
Nope, that is not there. It looks like Shale Energy Resources has a chance to steal. Name something that every oil field worker has in their truck. Hard hat is off the board. FR clothing, tobacco, whiskey's off the board. Charger, two remaining.
Safety glasses.
Safety glasses is not right. I'm sorry. The two remaining answers was duct tape at number two. And number five was tools. Tools. All right. There we go. All right. Last one for all the marbles here, folks.
Oh, man.
Dusty versus Frankie.
Oh, gosh.
Get your hands on the buzzer. Hands on the buzzer. Let's go. All right. 100 people surveyed at the Permian Basin International Oil Show. Top four answers on the board. This is for all the marbles and everything else. Doubloons. Dusty, Frankie, top four answers on the board. Name four things you'll find at an oil and gas barbecue. Frankie.
Utensils.
Not on the board. Not even on the board. Ain't anybody bringing utensils to an oil and gas barbecue?
I better have this one. Beer.
Number one. Beer. Whiskey. Tobacco. Number one. We just put it on your voices. Okay. Would you like to play or would you like to pass? They're going to play. Shale Energy Resources, get ready to steal in case they can't come up with the three remaining answers. Name something you will find at an oil and gas barbecue.
Brisket.
Number two, pork products. Ribs was the answer, but we went with pork products. Brisket, beef, close enough. All right, I just realized that as I was speaking. Okay. Surprised I didn't get a brisket in the back there. Okay. Two answers remaining. 100 people surveyed right here at this conference.
You got this, Christine. Potato salad?
Be a little more specific.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Right. Potato salad. Just side dishes.
Side dishes is not it. I'm sorry. Okay. Strike two. One. Strike one. Okay. Vanna took the day off. Okay, all right. Ken Lavin, I did the wrong show. All right. She showed up to the wrong show. All right. Ken Lavin, what do you got?
I'm going to say really big barbecue chairs.
That is not right. I'm sorry. Boys with their toys is not it. I apologize. We got two remaining. Two strikes, Shale Energy. Get ready to steal in case they cannot come up with one of the two remaining answers. What would you find at an oil and gas barbecue?
Cornhole. Give me game. Cornhole game.
That is not on the board. A great answer, but not on the board. I'm sorry. That was strike three. Shale Energy Resources, two answers remain. Can you come up with one of the two answers? What you will find, four things that you'll find at an oil and gas barbecue. Number one answer, beer, whiskey, tobacco. Number two, ribs, brisket, pork, and beef. We have two left.
Women.
She was
going to
say stripper, but she's saying not.
I just want to give it to him. I also want to say it's good, but that's just a whole different... I'm sorry, this is a family show? Okay. I'm sorry, that is not right. As much as I want to play along, and play along is used in many ways. All right, no, that is not right. Here's the answers, folks. Number one was beer, whiskey, tobacco. Number two, ribs and brisket. Number three, chicken or pollo. Number four, poppers or appetizers was the last one. Side dishes was close, but we couldn't give it to you because of appetizers. I know there's strippers and women in cornhole. I know that. All right. Thank you for playing very much. And we have a tie because that's the way Oilfield Family Fracas works. Everybody's a winner today. Let's introduce ourselves one more time. Fossil Fuel Fridays. Ken, go ahead and introduce.
Ken Lavin, Mertz Manufacturing.
Dusty Moore, Geodynamics.
Jesse Dominguez, Titan Liner.
Christine Romero, Nitro Straight Line.
That's Team Fossil Fuel Fridays. Let's hear it for them, folks. Yeah. And now with the Shell Energy Resources team. Go ahead.
Jeff Kennedy, Shell Energy Resources.
Introduce your team and company.
Frankie Osborne, Delta Energy Distribution.
Miranda Kennedy, Shell Energy Resources.
Tiffany Wilson, Long Industry.
Let's give them a round of applause. It's the Shell Energy Resources team. Thank you very much for playing, folks. My name is Jason Spies. I'm with the Crude Life. This was the debut edition of Oilfield Edition Family Fracas here at the Permian Basin International Oil Show, brought to you by the Wireline Group.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com. I look over and I caught some feelings. Saw a couple things that I really liked, but you got caught up in the big daydreaming. It's what you don't say. It's like a pretty black Cadillac with no brakes. It's like your girlfriend lying to your bold face. I'm just a side chick laying down a cold case. And you were singing my praise, saying I'm magic. And then you turn back, oh baby, what happened?
Have a question? Know an expert? Or just want your voice heard? Email studio at thecrudelife.com.
Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life, and you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now for only $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep. A good sleep for only $19.98 regularly. $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code Otis. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
I never let the Joker out my sight. Never went broke on an all or nothing. Never made a bet so out of line. Till I met you and I hit the ground.
A couple of things I wanted to address really right up front are, there's a lot of noise that swirls around this. There's a lot of noise that swirls around most things today. I referenced earlier mostly you know, oftentimes dysfunctional federal government. The reality is there's a lot of good stuff that happens that doesn't get a lot of noise because it's not very sexy. It's not very interesting. This was not one of them, however. But one of the things I want to say right up front about it is there, you know, there are really two things in our U.S. Constitution that are that the federal government's charged with. You know, everything else is left to states, right? And one of them is, of course, defending our shores, that is to say, national security. And the other one is interstate commerce, that is to say, the movement of goods and services throughout the country, state to state, across state lines. Everything else, you know pretty much delegated to the states. No, not delegated. It's not delegated to the federal government. Therefore, it becomes the role of the states. The interesting thing, however, about particularly surface transportation is that it's a combination of the two. It is our federalism system at work. And the bill that was passed recently in the House that the president will be signing this week, really, federalism is such a big part of it. And I'm going to explain some of that in a little bit. And then, you know, we want to open it up to your questions. I also want to thank Bill Panos and the Department of Transportation here in North Dakota, first of all, for hosting us today in their wonderful facilities. And thank God for rain. And thank God we didn't schedule this outside. So thank you for that, Bill. And also, you all should know, we get the opportunity so often in Washington to brag about the exceptionalism of North Dakota. We settle for a lot of mediocrity at the federal level, but the exceptionalism of North Dakota is reflected in the way our government runs. And Bill's one of the examples of that. Bill was a key witness. And when I say key, he was a witness at one of our hearings. A lot of you may not know this, but I happen to be the ranking member of the Transportation and Infrastructure Subcommittee of the Environment and Public Works Committee. And why that's important, and I asked for that position, and given my seniority, I was allowed to have it, is because we knew we were coming up on an expired highway bill, and we'd have the opportunity to craft a new surface transportation bill, along with some other things. And I wanted to make sure that we were looking out for rural America, and that we were looking out for federalism. And the reason that was so critical this go around is because, as you may have noticed in the last election, there was a shift of political power. And what that means is that states take a little bit of a lesser role in the current administration than in the previous administrations. It's just it's part of the cycle of politics. And so for me to be at the table while we're drafting a lot of this was really, really important. So Bill came and testified at one of the hearings, not on the entire bill, but on a portion of the bill, a portion that's become quite controversial lately. And he became such a good witness that at about halfway through, my counterpart, the Democratic ranking member, the chairman, Ben Cardin from Maryland, leaned over and said, "Your witness is incredible." And I said, "I know." And the reason he said that was because pretty soon all of the questions are going to Bill because of his technical background, his technical knowledge, his demeanor, and just the way he expresses the facts, void of emotion and not conviction, but void of emotion and in a tone that's very emotional. So thank you, Bill, for your contribution to this. And also, Bill and the folks here at DOT are very important. They're very important resources for us. As was Russ Hansen and the folks over at the Associated General Contractors who build our roads and bridges and a lot of our other infrastructure. Eric Spencer and the folks at not just the Greater North Dakota Chamber, but all of the chambers, and then all of the groups that the various groups. And we'll go through some of that. I know we've got a little logo poster here, but there's a whole bunch more, well over 100 organizations, ranging from just about every commodity group, the American Farm Bureau and the National Farmers Union, a whole bunch of business organizations and labor organizations that support this bill, which is, I think, really critical, because at the end of the day, we work for the people, the employers and the employees. And more importantly, most importantly, those that build out the infrastructure that moves commerce. Okay, so we're going to talk about a little bit of that. One of the things I brought up right away was, there's a lot of misinformation out there. And it's allowed to be out there for a couple of reasons, not the least of which is the sausage-making process in Washington, and I'm not going to bore you with all of it, but it creates confusion. And it also creates opportunity for mischief for those who want to, use rhetoric to describe something other than the truth. What I mean by that is this: there were a number of bills that had either passed the Congress or at least passed out of the committee, like the surface transportation bill that passed unanimously out of our committee. When something passes in the Senate unanimously in an entire committee, it means that there was a lot of compromise. That means that, you know, Tom Carper, the chairman of the Environment and Public Works Committee from the Northeast, and Shelley Moore Capito from West Virginia, I think Tom's from Delaware, you know, that's a pretty big boy. That's a pretty big philosophical difference. They have to come together on some things. So that's the basis of the bill. And I just think it's really important. There's one little tidbit. I'll just use an example. There have been a lot in the news, including, you know, publications like the Wall Street Journal, Forbes, Fox News, a lot of the networks that say the only 6% of this bill, this $1 trillion infrastructure bill, only 6% of it's roads and bridges. And I'm going, yeah, but $413.5 billion is the number we put into the law. And I didn't take Common Core math, but I'm pretty sure that's like 40%, not 6%. It's 40, over 40% of this is roads and bridges, solely roads and bridges. Not an insignificant fact to remember. Now, what will happen is, you know, somebody will dig down into the legislation and they'll see, well, but according to this CBO score in the 10-year window, it's a five-year bill. 10-year scores, you know, it doesn't quite add up to the exact number that somebody said it does, but it's a good $400 billion nationwide. Let's get to the really important part of all of that. And that's what it does for North Dakota. That's what it does for North Dakota. And we're going to go through that right here. We've got some pretty good factoids here. So the $413.5 billion for roads, bridges, and highway projects, more than $2 billion of it is for North Dakota. And I'm going to let Bill elaborate a little bit on that, and he can elaborate on that $125 million, just what that means. Russ's people are really looking forward to this. $40 billion of this is dedicated to resources for bridges, $225 million of which is set aside for North Dakota. And Bill and Russ, Eric, you guys can maybe talk to some of that, and if not, I can bring up some of those issues. The bridge thing is a big deal. And it's specific because bridges are specific. And because we have, when you think of the crumbling infrastructure and you think of this, the safety factors, bridges are a big part of that, right, Bill? Here's a little piece that's a lot of people may not know about. There's an additional $2 billion surface transportation grant program for projects in rural communities. So apart from the $2 billion that Bill's going to get, or roughly.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com. See that I'm crazy for loving you the way that I do, because who could love somebody like you? They say you're too damn small, and I won't pretend it don't matter at all. But no matter what the trouble ahead, I still won't regret this time that I spent. Sad to behold, nothing you could do would make me.
Hey folks, Jason speaks with The Crude Life, and you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now for only $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep, a good sleep, for only $19.98 regularly $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code Otis. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.